Welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Adam Byrne, and today we will be talking about sport. Today's sports subject, I suppose we call it, is called Paul O'Connell, Tougher Tasks Lie Ahead for Us. Now, it was an interesting game in the Ireland v Wales game. 26-3 was the final score, and at half-time it was 13-0 to Ireland. And Ireland did play a very good game, but Wales did not play very well. I was kind of disappointed in Wales. Even though I wasn't going for them, they did not do very well. Now, I would have liked if it was a bit more kind of intense, because then it would have been a bit more fair, but it just looked like Wales were actually kind of scared. Obviously they weren't, but it looked like they were basically just passing not very well, and Ireland were passing very well. And I suppose Wales are thinking on using the feeling they got at the end of the game, which they described as horrific, and to use that as fuel for the next game. And Paul O'Connell was saying that tougher tasks will lie ahead for us, and he's willing to take them on as they come. And there's not much you can say after a defeat like that. And when Paul O'Connell was asked, was there any anger in the dressing room, Warburton said, "It was pretty calm. We've got to keep calm. It'll be a real test of character when we've got to bounce back against France in 2 weeks' time." In 2 weeks, they will be facing France in the Aviva, I believe. And this is the RBS Six Nations. And it was a brilliant win over Wales, but I'm not so sure they'll win over France, because France are very good. And I'm not saying Ireland are bad. Ireland are very good as well, especially in the rugby. But they made some very good tries, some very good conversions, and Jonathan Sexton only missed all of his conversions and penalties put together. And that is a very, very, very good. Well, it would have been even better if he got them all, but it would have made no difference. They would have won anyway. And after the half time, it was 13-0, and then it eventually went 13-1, 13-2, 13-3. And then Ireland started to pick up the pace, and they got up to 26, and they basically twice their score in the whole game. They got 13 in the first half and 13 in the second half, and they ended up with 26 points, and that's a very good score. And Wales only had 3 points. Now, I would have expected more of a fight from Wales. I expected they would be a bit better, but they weren't. And this took place in the Aviva Stadium, as I said before, on the 8th of February 2014, which is today. And from the bit I saw, Ireland were really owning the game. Now, I would have thought Wales would have been a little better, but they weren't. It was a long game. They looked quite tired after 5 minutes into the second half. But Ireland were very far in the lead, so they didn't have to worry too much about getting their score up. But Wales had to worry about getting their score up. So Ireland were more on the defence side now, because they had a very high score, but they kept scoring as well. So that kind of gave them a boost, and that was very, very good. And I thought they played really well. And that's all for today's show. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you tune in next time. Thanks for listening.